Well, you guys are having a great week out there in Detroit, that's
we
for sure.
Are.
And, of course, a bad week, since this is a Friday and we do this week, a good week, bad week. The people of the Gulf, we should say, quite seriously, not having a good week and many weeks to come, that's for sure. Later on in the show, we're going to go in depth with the man sitting right next to me, Essence Magazine's book editor, Patrick Henry Bass, who's also our dear friend here at The Takeaway. But reviews are out for Laura Bush's memoir, Straight from the Heart, we learned this week. Is it a good week or a bad week for Laura Bush?
It's a mixed week. It was a good week in that she was finally able to speak through her book. So she had an opportunity to debunk the myth of her as an over-medicated Stepford wife. It was a bad week.
Good for you.
It was a bad week in that once you started to read the book, you realized that Laura Bush came across far more fascinating than Curtis Sittenfeld's novel, American Wife.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, you know, the good week and bad week in the news is sometimes easy to pick. But on the pages of The Week magazine, you can read more about some of the people you may have missed who are having good and bad weeks. For instance,
a bad week for reaching out to space aliens. Renowned physicist Stephen Hawking warned Earthlings, if aliens ever visit us, I think the outcome would be as much as when Christopher Columbus first landed in America, which didn't turn out very well for the Native Americans. So, not a good week for us Earthlings. But The Week says it was a good week for school teacher Amanda Pogani. Her 1996 Honda Accord returned to her 3 years after it was stolen. It had been souped up with a new V8 engine, leather interior, and tinted windows.
It is a good week. We caught up with Pogani at her home in Brooklyn about seeing her new old car in the police impound lot.
I was like, I think you pulled out the wrong car. This is not mine. When I had it, it was old. I bought it used, and now there were tinted windows and rims and a fancy leather interior, and it had this new dashboard. I didn't even know you could, like, change the dashboard.
Hey, Mandy, take her for a spin, why don't you, all right? If you got nominations for who had a good week or a bad week indeed in the news, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. What do you think, Patrick? Is that a book? Is that a book plot? They return my car as a dragster?
It's a great graphic novel.
What about Stephen Hawking's idea that the aliens are coming like Christopher Columbus did to North America?
I just watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the Steven Spielberg movie, and the only thing missing from that movie was Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, Hawking has a track record in publishing, that's for sure. You can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature in The Week magazine, which is online now.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.